This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Welcome to it. And happy Thanksgiving to you if you are in the United States. Other people elsewhere, I guess, don't celebrate Thanksgiving. So if you're outside of the United States, it's just another day.
The Canadians do it, but they do it on the wrong day.
Do they really?
Yeah.
What day do they do it?
October. You know, the weather's not so good up there.
So, welcome to the program here. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves and, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point here of Free Talk Live as we get settled into do an unusual episode of the show. It's unusual that, Mark, you're here because usually it's Chris Reitman who heads up the Thursday show.
Right. We gave Chris the night off. It is Thanksgiving.
And he's been doing Thanksgiving episodes for the last couple of years. So
this is his
first Thanksgiving off in a couple of years. So, and I'm normally on Thursdays, but I'm in the third seat. So we just kind of shuffled things around here. And we actually have brought in a special guest host with us here tonight. His name is Alexander. Do you want to give your last name, Alexander? Is that something that's public or what?
Yeah, I'm Alexander Ugorji.
Alexander Ugorji is from, not yet from the Mariana Islands, but soon to be from the Mariana Islands. And a lot of people in our audience and elsewhere in the world probably have never heard of the Mariana Islands. They don't know much about them. If they have heard of them, they're way out there. Some people have heard of Guam, and actually, we're on the air in Guam. We've got
I think we're drive time in Guam, aren't we?
I'll have to check on that, actually. They're not airing us live in Guam. I think the last time I looked, they had us on at night. So I don't know if actually that means we can I don't know how far are the Northern Mariana Islands from Guam? Because they're all in the
same... About 45 minutes by plane.
By plane, all right. So maybe the signal actually makes the trip out there. I don't know. Because, if radio is being broadcast over ocean, it can go pretty far.
Yeah, I don't know. 45 minutes in a plane, that's a pretty good distance.
Yeah, that's true.
I tend not to think so on the
FM
dial.
Maybe it's not making the trip. Well, we're on both FM and AM.
AM's probably making... could conceivably make the trip with some bounce on the salt water.
Yeah, we're on KUSG AM 1350 in Agana, Guam, and they also have what they call in the business an FM translator. So I'm sure a lot of our Guam listeners are well aware of the Northern Mariana Islands.
Sure.
But beyond that, not too much awareness, I suspect. I mean, I kind of vaguely had heard of them, but I didn't know, I wouldn't have been able to tell you they were U.S. Possession or territory. And we're going to talk more about them tonight. And the reason why is because, Alexander, you reached out to me a few weeks ago. You had come up from Boston. You were in Boston on some business. You live in Texas right now. You're originally from Boston. So you're pretty familiar with New England and have probably spent some amount of time in New Hampshire, I imagine.
Yep.
Growing up in Boston, you vacation in New Hampshire sometimes, right?
Yeah, and sometimes you got to make a purchase up there.
Right.
That's right. You got to get some liquor,
like
some
vape
cigarettes,
juice.
Or
the
vape juice.
Vape juice is going to be the new thing. Did you guys cover the vape story last night?
We did.
For listeners who maybe hadn't heard, the governor of Massachusetts has now signed the flavored vape and flavored tobacco ban, so no more menthol cigarettes in the state of Massachusetts. No
crazy
flavored vapes. If you have a vape device that does not have, you don't have your receipt with you to show, to prove that you bought your vaping device in Massachusetts, they could steal your car from you. So if they pull you over and you have a vape in your hands and you don't have the receipt to prove that you legally bought it in Massachusetts from a legal dealer in Massachusetts, they could take your car.
And, ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you are like, the cops would never do that.
Well, yeah, they would.
The belief here in New Hampshire is the cops in Massachusetts most assuredly would do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a war on drugs. They, as one one writer said about this, the Massachusetts cops need a new war on drugs. They can't have a war on marijuana anymore, so now they're going to have a war on vape juice. And they're going to use the same exact tactics. So, yeah, that's what you're referring to, people coming from Massachusetts to go shopping in New Hampshire. And so let's get a little bit of your background, Alexander. I mean, where, you know, what's your history? Where do you come from? What turned you on to the idea of political migrations? And ultimately, why did you choose the Mariana Islands as your destination? Because you're going to move there in December.
Yeah, sure. First, I'd just like to clarify, I'm not involved in a political migration.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to create a crypto cluster, is what we call it, where we move a bunch of like-minded individuals to one area to magnify their impact, sort of like you have a Silicon Valley or in Michigan, in Detroit, you have a cluster of automotive industry. So the goal is to create a cluster, not a political migration. That being said, there may be some political implications if a bunch of crypto-minded people concentrate in one place. But our goal is more to create that industrial cluster to have a greater impact.
Do you have any idea how many people need to go to, where is this, the Northern Mariana Islands?
Yeah, to go for what purpose, you're saying?
Yeah, how many people need to go to make a crypto cluster?
Yeah, sure. So our website's cryptofrontier.org, and we're estimating that 1,500 people is all that would take to create a very significant cluster.
1,500 people is a lot of people. It was many years after the Free State Project was created that 1,500 people had picked up and moved. Do you have, any ideas? Well, how many people are on the Northern Mariana Islands?
Yeah, the population on the Mariana Islands is between 50 and 60,000 people.
Okay, that's the
However,
size of this county.
Mm-hmm. A large percentage of them are not U.S. citizens or residents.
Okay.
So they're here on a special visa the Mariana Islands has. We might talk a little bit more about that later.
So they're non-voters.
Only a fraction of them vote.
Yeah, in the gubernatorial elections, there's about 14,500 voters.
Did they vote?
Dead voters, yes.
Okay.
Voters.
So 1,500 would be about 10% of the population. So I think that would be a very significant demographic and perhaps the largest industry on the island, which is what we're going for.
What is the top industry right now? Is it tourism?
Yeah, tourism is by far the top industry, and secondary might be gambling, but that's also catering towards the tourism market.
So gambling is legal in the Mariana Islands?
Yeah, gambling is legal there. There's a $1 billion-plus dollar casino project that is currently being constructed.
Chinese casino.
A Hong Kong-owned casino.
Oh, interesting.
Which is, I guess, technically part of China.
Right. Well, that's in dispute at the moment.
We'll see.
Did you see the headlines that the Hong Kong protesters are, like, holding up pictures of Donald Trump because Trump signed whatever the resolution was?
I'm sure they're delighted.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be.
They're holding the Photoshop where Trump's, like, he's got, like, a ripped body and he's, like, got boxing gloves on or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure Trump appreciates it.
Is the Mariana Islands basically part of Asia? I mean, it's pretty close, right?
Yeah, it's in Micronesia, which is in Asia Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
It's within 4 or 5 hours from some of the biggest metropolises in the world. Tokyo, Seoul, Hong Kong, Manila, they're all within 4 hours of the territory.
Flying time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what can U.S. citizens, when they go there, if they decide to live there, are they voters immediately?
Yeah, of course. It's America.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But not really.
Is it or isn't it? I mean, I've heard things like...
it's an unincorporated territory, which is the technical term.
So can any of them get on a plane, fly over here, and live here?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
They're all citizens. If you're born there, there's actually a thriving birth tourism industry mm-hmm. on the territory. Many people, especially from China, come over there for the great U.S. hospitals, I hear.
So some of the problems with cryptocurrency acceptance here in the United States have to do with state laws surrounding money transmitter licenses and a variety of things. That can make things a little difficult to do business in any particular state. What are those laws like in the Northern Mariana Islands?
Yeah, the Northern Mariana Islands can be thought of somewhat similar to a state. The difference is they have a little bit more autonomy. So one of the biggest challenges in the crypto community is the tax obligations. every time you make a purchase with cryptocurrencies, that's technically a capital gains event.
Oh, these people with their ridiculous rules on cryptocurrency. I can't imagine how anyone could even try to obey these rules. Let's get in deeper into what's going on in the Northern Mariana Islands, or what's about to begin, as Alexander is kicking off a migration project focused on crypto libertarian types. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all of the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Live, the live Thanksgiving Day edition here. Open phones, as always. You don't have to call in with a question about living in the Northern Mariana Islands and migrating there. As we're getting into discussion about that, that will be a fairly large topic, I think, on tonight's show. But it's just always, still always open phones here on Free Talk Live. And our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I do want you to know about local.bitcoin.com. This is a place where you can go to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash. It is a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. And what I mean by that is they don't require any identification when you sign up for the site. There's no place to even upload. If you want to show them your ID, they won't look at it. There's no way for them to check your ID. The site's not based on that. It is a site that does not have custody of your Bitcoin Cash at any point. It's all done through smart contracts. It's a really smart implementation, and I'm there regularly. So check it out over at local.bitcoin.com. Anywhere in the world, you can trade Bitcoin Cash, buy and sell it with dozens of payment methods. Some of them higher risk than others, so if you are going to be selling, make sure you do your due diligence and learn about what are the risks involved in that. If you're just a buyer and you're buying from somebody that's got a good reputation, it's a pretty safe thing to do there. So, local.bitcoin.com. It's Ina Markin here with special guest host Alexander. Is it Ugorji?
That's correct, yes.
And your website is cryptofrontier.org. Now, this is a brand new site. This is a brand new project. I mean, literally, it just kicked off within the last... When did the site go up? Two weeks ago? This week. So you're basically breaking the news here on Free Talk Live.
That's correct. Breaking news. So, cryptofrontier.org. So, check it out.
Yeah, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. We were kind of getting some background on you. Just found out during the break that you actually really are a Nigerian prince, apparently.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of fun.
Who better to start a cryptocurrency project? Well, Nigeria is, as you probably know, a huge place for cryptocurrency adoption. If you look at localbitcoins.com, I mean, aside from all the jokes about Nigerian princes and scam emails and all that, there really is a lot of interest in cryptocurrency in Nigeria. Venezuela also. If you look at localbitcoins, which is the competitor, the big not-so-privacy-friendly competitor to local.bitcoin.com. But they do put out data about... This is one of the bigger sites where you can buy and sell Bitcoin, BTC. They put out data about globally where their customers are and how much activity there is. And actually, the two hottest spots on the planet, at least on that website, are Nigeria and Venezuela. So it's definitely some serious interest in cryptocurrency in that place. Have you ever been to Nigeria?
Yeah. No, I think the interest largely stems from the currency fluctuations.
As far as the government money?
Yeah, there was kind of similar to Venezuela for a while. There was the official government rate and the black market rate. So there was...
just like in Venezuela. Then.
Exactly, yeah. They changed that last year.
How big of a difference was there between the black market rate... And because I remember in Venezuela, it was like officially it was $1 was supposed to get you 10 bolivar. And the reality was like $1 would get you thousands of bolivar on the black marketplace.
Yeah, it wasn't quite so large, but it was significant enough that there was a thriving Bitcoin industry to get around it.
Interesting. And you said they changed that recently in the last year?
Yeah, they realized there's often the case there's a fight between the central bank and the presidency, where one wants the currency to be pegged, the other one wants more stability for investors and the economy. Mm. So eventually they realized that it wasn't working. Their goal initially was to support more domestic production. Nigeria has very lush nature and soil, but they import rice. They also are one of the biggest oil producers in the world, but they import fuel. Huh. So they were trying to break that habit of being very import dependent.
Right.
But it's working, but not enough to continue the artificial peg.
So let's shift gears back into what's going on with your idea of migrating people. I presume you're targeting cryptocurrency libertarian types, or are you just willing to take anybody who likes crypto into the crypto frontier?
Yeah, we're not a political migration. We're focused more on crypto enthusiasts, entrepreneurs, and developers. The The challenge we saw is that there's a lot of technology out there in the world, but there's no place to implement it. There's blockchain voting, property registry, and a lot of other really innovative tools, but they're just tools. There's no place where you can actually use them. And we think that creating a cluster somewhere in the world would be the best way to cross that implementation impasse.
So, but first off, I think that's a great idea, because once you declare yourself a political movement like the Free State Project did, mm-hmm. and admittedly, the Free State Project would immediately throw their hands up and say, we are not a political movement, we do not endorse candidates, we are a 501c3, and right, like they back
off. Yeah, but early days, the founder of the Free State Project was literally talking about taking over the government.
And the founder, the presidents have run for office, and, you know, like there's...
I don't think the founders ever run for office.
Not the founder, but the presidents.
Okay, you said the founder and the president.
I'm sorry. I got confused on who you were talking about when you said founder. You were talking about Jason Sorens.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a political aspect to it.
Yeah, and there always has been.
It's a threat to the status quo to some extent, and
for sure.
That has had its ramifications for the movers of the Free State Project. Everybody's like, whoa, you're here to take over the government, huh? And we're like, no, we don't want to take over the government as we attempt to take over the government. And that has problems. Whereas if you say, we're here to create a community that uses a cryptocurrency and, you know, we're going to attract people.
We want to bring businesses in.
Yeah, we want to bring business and, money and all kinds of stuff in. And
then people are going to be like, jobs? Yeah. You're going to bring jobs?
Right. Yeah. People love that idea, jobs, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a pretty good way to go about it. So let me ask you this. Here's the hard question. New Hampshire has Keene and Portsmouth, both of which are crypto hubs. And there are other crypto hubs in the world. One can think of. I hear San Francisco.
Hong Kong and Seoul and Tokyo are also hubs.
Yeah, right. Most of the island of Japan, you can spend a lot. I know that Sofia, one of those little Baltic states over there, Roger Ver's been hanging out in, and so there's places. Why didn't you pick one of those instead of creating your own?
Yeah, well, I think the challenge with all those places is that crypto will never be a major industry there, no matter how big it gets. Even financial services in the U.S., it's not a huge industry. There's bigger industries. But on the Mariana Islands, it's possible that crypto could be the biggest industry on the island.
Hmm.
And it's a territory in the U.S. So if you're implementing some blockchain voting solution or property registry solution, if you do it in America, that will give you a reputation all around the world. You can then go to other countries and say, look, we put this in America, it's working, we can do it in your country. If you just go to some random place around the world that has less reputational value, any achievement you make won't have the same. For example, there's a Senegal crypto project.
Hold that thought. Make a note. We can come back to that here in a moment. Senegal crypto project. I've not heard of this. Want to know more about it. 855-453. I'm sure between the two of us, Mark, we can come up with tons of tough questions for Alexander.
You got 3 hours.
We know a lot. And, Mark, you've been following a lot of these Move Here projects, so you know about all the failures. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump arrived in Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to rally U.S. troops involved in the nearly 20-year-old war. Trump secretly left Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida Wednesday night and set out across the globe to offer holiday greetings to service members stationed overseas.
I've just come from serving Thanksgiving dinner to some of you. I recognize already some of you in the audience, and we had a good time.
Now, this marks the second time that the president has visited a combat zone, the first being last year at Christmas in Iraq. Despite the very windy conditions in New York City, many folks enjoyed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wonderful! It's been beautiful! It's the best day of the year!
We've got
gorgeous!
We've got Santa Claus in town!
With the windy conditions, the giant character balloons just flew a little bit lower to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those. Maybe you've got a question for Alexander Ugorji, who is with us here tonight to talk about a migration project. One of them that I have to say I found pretty intriguing, because he came up here, Alex, you came here a few weeks ago, before you'd officially launched this thing, just to kind of get some feedback on it from somebody who has migrated somewhere. I mean, I moved here to New Hampshire from Florida back in 2006 as part of then the Free State Project, which is a political migration of libertarians migrating here to New Hampshire. And so, you know, I've got some experience at this kind of thing. Mark and I, of course, Mark has been following along with all these Move Here projects over, what, like a decade? How long have you had that website?
Yeah, I think I've had it for close to a decade.
Yeah, so you've got a Facebook page called the Move Here Project, and you've been kind of cataloging all these various different things that have popped up, because the Free State Project is a good idea. The idea of, hey, libertarians, you guys are too diffuse, you're too spread out, there's not enough of you in one place to really make a difference. How about we concentrate them together in the same place and actually have a chance at achieving more freedom in our lifetime?
Right, and somebody came up with the idea of going for a bunch of Christians to move to South Carolina, and for a bunch of sort of prepper, ultra-conservative types to move to the Northern Redoubt or something. Basically, you know.
And there was also Free State Wyoming, which had some movers and fizzled, didn't really go anywhere. And none of them have really gone anywhere, with the exception of the Free State Project. That one has had the most success of all of them, with thousands of movers.
The success is limited. I mean, you know, in looking at things, and we'll see whether or not these things occur. How long has it been since this February will have been 4 years, so the window will soon be closed.
That's right, the 5-year moving window for the Free State Project, which its original goal was to reach 20,000 people who were pledging to move. It took just a couple few, you know, maybe two, three years to get to 5,000. The vote then happened where they chose from 10 different states where to go. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly in the vote, and the number of signups dropped off a cliff after that, and it went very, very slowly for the next decade and a half to when it finally reached 20,000. They then triggered the official move. So, Mark, you and I, we were what were called early movers. We moved like a decade before the official move got triggered, and so now we're in that official move period where there's a 5-year window where the 20,000 signers have to migrate to New Hampshire. And I don't know what their current numbers are as far as how many people have moved since then, but it...
There's 4,392 Free Staters in New Hampshire, but I suspect...
That includes all the people who are already here that were part of the Free State Project.
And it counts friends, I believe, too.
Does it? Okay. So I think there's only still like around 2,000 plus 2,400 movers or something like that.
But there's 24,000 people that have signed up, and presumably they should be moving in the next... year and 3 months.
Ain't going to happen.
No, it's not.
Yeah, if they hit 5,000, I think it'll be a smashing success. So, and I think that overall it has been a good thing. I've been very happy here. I think it's wonderful to be around liberty-minded people. Alex, you came out with us for dinner tonight, Thanksgiving dinner at the Indian curry restaurant that takes crypto here in town. And literally at the drop of a hat, I think I mentioned it at like 4 o'clock this afternoon that you were coming. And we had, what, 5 people come out?
Yeah,
to that, which is pretty impressive on Thanksgiving Day that many people would come out. But you were talking about this isn't a political migration, the idea of moving people to the Mariana Islands. It's more of a business, crypto-focused, let's create, you're calling it cryptofrontier.org, that's the website, let's create a hub for cryptocurrency businesses and individuals who care about cryptocurrency. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you were about to mention this Senegal crypto project. What's that?
Yeah, so Mark was asking why the Northern Mariana Islands, and there are many places you can move. He listed a bunch, but I think the main important thing you need if you're a developer with a new coin, a new blockchain system, is you want some place where it will count. You want to make sure that when you prove to the world your system works, they take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Akon, the rapper, he created Akoin in Senegal, and he's trying to create a stable currency. But it's much harder to sell a stable currency in Senegal than a stable currency in America. So no matter what your solution is, you'll get more legitimacy if you're able to complete it in the U.S. or another developed country with high standards and high reputation internationally.
Well, plus the language in the Mariana Islands is English.
Yeah, that's correct.
And it's going to be hard for people, you know, who don't speak a native language, like... you know, to move to Taiwan or Japan or something like that. I mean, I can't have as much of an impact in a place where I can't even say, you know, 3 words.
Or how can you even move there, right? There's few places where you can just move without having to get a visa. But the Mariana Islands is part of the U.S., so all 300 plus million citizens can move there tomorrow, live, work, and do whatever they could anywhere else.
Without having to ask permission.
Exactly. In addition, it has a special visa program exclusive to the Northern Mariana Islands, which could allow you to import top talent from around the world.
Really?
So that gives it a leg up over many of these other places.
So even though it's part of the United States, it's more friendly to visa migrant type folks?
Yeah, it has special visas. H-1B you might have heard of. It's the tech worker visa.
Yeah.
They have an exemption from the cap. So in the U.S., every year they open up H-1B visa application period,
mm-hmm.
and it fills up almost instantly because there are so many companies that want to bring in top talent from India, China, other major engineering hubs in the world.
But doesn't Washington, D.C. know the exact amount of tech professionals that we need every single year? I mean, isn't it important to have a bunch of officious bureaucrats that really are considered liars and thieves in pretty much every other corner of society telling us exactly how many people should be able to come here and make our lives better? I mean, we're not even talking. I mean, clearly these people are getting paychecks, so somebody must want them. Usually the paychecks are pretty good. I mean, isn't it important to have these kind of politicians telling us what to do?
Yeah, the people of the Northern Marianas certainly disagree.
And so there's no cap, meaning that, you know, you said
exempt from the cap.
So that can, so in theory, they could bring in as many of these H-1B visa people as they want to.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they also have a...
And how long can you stay? Do you know how long somebody can stay on an H-1B?
H-1B has it's a dual-track visa. There's non-immigration visas and immigration visas. So H-1B is a green card track visa.
Really?
So if you get your visa renewed long enough, you can apply for a green card.
Wow. So this means that Mariana Islands holds pretty interesting, attraction, right? So it's got the attraction of, if you can get there from the United States, no problem. You can move out there.
The cheapest flight I saw, well, probably $1,000 is what you need to plan for an airline flight.
You're going halfway across the world, so
and
that's about right.
It isn't going to be quick either.
No, you're looking at least a day, full 24 hours.
No direct flights
hour.
From Manchester to the Northern
Mariana. You're probably
going to
have to fly to Seoul.
Hong Kong.
Yeah, Seoul or Hong Kong,
Tokyo.
And then take another connecting flight.
Yeah,
over.
Things go bad for me in Tokyo.
So you not only have the benefit of being able to attract anybody from the United States who's a U.S. citizen who wants to move, they can just drop the hat and move, but also anybody who wants to move from the rest of the world can get one of these H-1B visas if they've got a job, right? If there's somebody who wants to
hire them.
You have
to be sponsored by a corporation, but it also qualifies for all the other U.S. visa programs as well. So E2, you invest around $100,000 to $150,000 in the U.S., start your own business, you can work in the U.S. indefinitely. So EB-5, investor visa, they just increased the minimum to $800,000, but if you invest that, you can also work in the Mariana Islands as well. So
are there caps on any of these in the Mariana Islands?
Those visas, the E2, there's no cap. The EB-5 visa, there's a cap, but it's by nationality.
Okay.
So if you're Chinese or Indian, I have some bad news for you, but pretty much everyone else, there's no cap on their nationality as of now.
Yeah, it's really important to keep people out because of their nationality.
Well, but there's a lot of Chinese folks that are working in the Mariana Islands on what, the HB?
Yeah, H2B, H1B, CW. There's more visas than letters in the alphabet, it seems, nowadays.
It's a big destination for Chinese tourists as well, from what I understand.
Yep.
So we can talk more about the Mariana Islands and freedom and cryptocurrency. And if you want to join us here on Thanksgiving Day, you can. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll free and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call in line rooms. And yes, we are here live. It is Thanksgiving Day, so happy Thanksgiving to you if you are celebrating it. And if not, well, like I said, we're here every single day, whether it's a holiday or not, because I think that you deserve live radio. There's always people out there listening. So if you want to join the conversation, we're talking about the Northern Mariana Islands, sort of one of the best-kept secrets in the United States. We'll get into it deeper here with Alexander Ugorji, our special guest co-host, but first.
I spoke to Mark from BetterPlans.net recently, just a few days ago, and I was surprised to learn a lot of things. First off, the Obamacare sign-up date is just around the corner on December the 15th, so people are thinking about insurance right now. And what a lot of people don't know is you don't need to buy the insurance that comes through the, the government healthcare and all that stuff. In fact, you can save tremendously on insurance plans, real insurance plans. I'm not talking about health share or anything like that. I'm talking about indemnity insurance plans, so much so that we're talking about as little as $145 per month for a single person and even greater savings for families and businesses. Just go to betterplans.net or give them a call, and I'll give you the telephone number here in just a minute. But you can save hundreds of dollars per month, and it's a big savings. And the first step if you're skeptical in any way, shape, or form, I mean, you could just give them a call. That's what I would do. But, you know, you can go download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. You can see their sample pricing for plans. Every bit as good as the major providers' plans. And, like I said, starting at $145 per month, or give them a call, 800-714-1802. 800-714-1802. Their ebook is at betterplans.net. 800-714-1802, betterplans.net.
Alexander Yegorji with Ian and Mark here in the studio. We were talking about migrating people who are interested in cryptocurrency, entrepreneurs, you know, people that want to start a business, maybe people that already have a business, but they're looking for a more friendly place to go, somewhere where you could actually import workers from around the planet, not just the United States. Northern Mariana Islands seems uniquely situated. Now, you've looked at this pretty closely, obviously. I mean, how long have you been studying this potential move? Because I know you've looked at other places, you know, all the different territories, I presume, for the U.S. Why the Mariana Islands versus, say, Guam, which is very nearby?
Samoa, any one of the given states, you know, any of these things.
Yeah, sure.
Oops, sorry, let me turn your mic on. Go ahead.
First thing I did is look at the states to try to figure out, is there any place in the U.S., one of the states, that could be ideal? I think the challenge with that is the federal government controls the taxation for cryptocurrencies.
Mm.
So as we were talking about
it's
before.
A mess.
Oh, totally.
Right. So when I go, if I go to the local hamburger shop here and I buy a hamburger with Dash, which mm-hmm. I did just recently on Sunday, and that then becomes a taxable event because it is considered a...
realizing capital gain.
Capital gain.
Or yeah. It could be a loss. They want you to track the cryptocurrency you bought, the price that you bought it at the time,
right.
Then somehow calculate the amount that you spent, what you spent it at, whether there was a gain or a loss.
Ridiculous.
It's insane. I mean, it's like almost impossible to think about how you would possibly do this.
Right.
And it's pretty much a zero chance that the federal government will change that. They like that. They like having everyone...
Well, they want to scare people away from cryptocurrency.
Well, they've made it as hard as possible to buy and sell gold and silver, too. So I contend to agree with you, Alex, this is their backdoor way of saying, you'll never use this cryptocurrency as currency.
Not legally.
You'll never destroy our dollar because we've outlawed your stuff. And if you step over the line, we'll let you play around.
Yeah.
You can buy a cheeseburger and we won't say anything. Don't worry about it. But if you step over the line, we will whack your head off and you'll go to prison for the rest of your life.
Unless you're in the Northern Mariana Islands.
So not even Guam?
The advantage... All U.S. territories, they have their own tax authority. So they get to set their own tax policy and how things work. The advantage of the Northern Mariana Islands over Guam or Puerto Rico or American Samoa is that they're very open-minded. Currently, they have an economy that's largely dependent on tourism. And tourism's great when the global economy is booming.
Yeah.
But as soon as there's a recession, tourism tanks. So they know they're reliant on good times globally.
If there's a recession, you're not going to spend $1,000 to fly to the Mariana Islands.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Stay home.
Yeah, so they're looking to diversify their economy. They have existing tax exemptions for new large employers, especially in the financial industry. So it's clear they're open-minded. They're always looking for new things. They recently legalized the casino to try to create a new industry and new revenue sources.
Did they just legalize one casino, or would it be legal for somebody to open a competing casino?
It depends on the island. So they're a very federalist-type territory where different islands have different autonomy.
Wait, the different islands in the Mariana Islands have different autonomy?
You can pass a law with just your senators. So you have there's 9 senators in the territory. Three from each island, which is a senatorial district. But if you want to create, say, like a local speed limit, you could just impose that with just your local senators voting on it and not need any feedback from the other 6 senators from the other islands.
That's a really big deal when I'm looking at the Northern Mariana Islands, because there are basically 3 populated islands and then many unpopulated ones. And that means that...
And populated is barely the case with 2 of them, right?
Right. If you're talking about Rota or Trinia...
Tinian.
What is it?
Tinian.
Tinian. Thank you. Rhoda or Tinian, you're talking about populations
around
3,000 people.
Yeah.
So it'd be very, very easy to get,
There's three senators on that island with 3,000 people.
You make 30 jobs and you've suddenly created...
You're the biggest employer, yeah.
Right. So that's a pretty big deal. That means that somebody who comes in has a pretty big opportunity. Why is it that... other companies have not figured out that the Northern Mariana Islands is this really great location?
Yeah, it's sort of America's hidden gem. Most people have never heard of it in the mainland. I've only met one or two people of the hundreds I've talked to who have heard of the island beforehand.
Yeah, I might have heard of it, but I wouldn't have known whose possession it was. I wouldn't have known it was a U.S.
Well, I knew of the Mariana Islands. I wouldn't have been able to name any of the islands in it.
Right.
But I probably would have been able to kind of get you within 1,000 miles of it in the Pacific Ocean, but that isn't exactly
I wouldn't have been able to tell you where Saipan was. That's the capital of the Mariana Islands.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that there was another Saipan that was...
It sounds like it's in Asia, right? It sounds like it's in China.
Sure does.
Yeah, I think they've done a bad job marketing to Americans. They're more focused on their major tourism markets, which is South Korea and China.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the ethnic makeup there is largely Asian.
It's 2% white.
Others.
Yeah.
Whomever. So, yeah, it's not Americans, largely. Or I don't even know how to...
So a lot of Americans.
A lot of Asians.
Americans, right?
Yeah.
A lot of Asians, a lot of Chamorro, so Islander.
Yeah, Asia folks, Pacific Islanders, yeah.
But the Pacific Islanders are basically a third of the population. Asians are a half.
Wow.
Something called multiracial, which, I guess we all are. and it just goes on from there. What about internet connectivity? If you're talking about a crypto hub,
you're going to have internet.
A big pipe.
Yeah. Well, luckily, the Mariana Island is located near some of the biggest internet powerhouses in the world, South Korea, Japan, and Hong Kong. So they run cables. The biggest one is from Japan, Docomo Pacific, a major telecoms provider, runs a cable from Japan to Guam, and it stops through the northern Mariana Islands. So 100 megabit internet is accessible for anyone.
So you don't have to deal with no crappy satellite internet.
No, we got 4G LTE, and there's even a Korean company looking to put in 5G in the next year or so. So it might even have 5G before your hometown in America.
Well, that's been pretty impressive. So
yeah.
What is this crypto cluster that you're talking about going to look like? Paint me a picture of what it is that... Do you know what you're going to start to try to create? Because
I'm going to guess it's going to be 90% male.
Well, probably true.
What about the women on the island?
Stop, I asked a question.
There's plenty of them.
Probably about half the population, Ian.
Yeah.
That's
more
how distribution
that.
Goes. For
more than half?
Yeah, a lot of the workers there are from the Philippines in the tourism industry. So they like to have the waitresses and hotel staff
right.
be very young, beautiful women. And as a result, I think many men moving there would enjoy it very much.
All right. Well, let's get further into this here. We can come back with a question. The toll-free number, 855-453. His website is cryptofrontier.org, and it really is the frontier because there's nothing there for cryptocurrency right now, and that's going to be one of the challenges, is building something from, the ground level. But you seem up to the challenge, Alexander, so we'll continue
sure.
here in moments. If you want to jump in with a question, you can here, 855-453, like Freedom Hour 2's next.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.